Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, you beautiful BTN News listeners. It's Friday. Oh yeah, it's the day to smile. And it's also time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 12th of March, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening. A bit shorty today kind of show. Looks like Apple's not just into making processor chips, The latest custom design coming over there from Silicon Valley at Apple headquarters is a 5G cellular modem. Now, we all know Apple actually currently uses Qualcomm modems, including even the Snapdragon X55 modem in the current iPhone 12 models. But it looks like starting in 2023, the iPhones then will be getting Apple's custom design 5G cellular modem. Now, of course, right now, these are just rumors, but they're kind of solid rumors. In fact, Apple actually begun developing the modem back in 2020. That all came about after acquiring the majority of Intel's smartphone modem business. It also looks like TSMC will also be in charge of the manufacturing process, just like with most Apple in-house chips, who have actually been the longtime chip-making partner of Apple. Stories and money. You heard the last one. You didn't hear the first part, did you? Yep, if you're into those stories on Facebook, you might be seeing some sticker ads, and those sticker ads are there to generate money. At least that's the way it looks to be that Facebook is testing this right now. Some creators will be able to actually plug ads that look similar to stickers in their stories, and they'll actually get a cut of the ad revenue. Now, to start with, only a small number of creators will have access to this option, though Facebook is hoping to roll out the feature in the very near future if all goes well. It also plans to enable the feature for all short-form videos, too. Facebook also has other changes coming to the platform, particularly for paid live events. Those will be hitting 24 more countries and switching on fan subscriptions to 10 more regions. This will allow users, of course, to send their contribution to these creators. And actually, Facebook will be spending $7 million to promote what it calls the Star Virtual Tipping Currency. Other things happening in Facebook land, it's updated the minimum eligibility criteria for gaming creators to become partners and actually unlock more features. Plus, those monetization options. And finally, unfortunately, the day seems to have come to all those people out there that just love sharing their Netflix passwords. Yeah, it looks like Netflix has kind of had enough of that. Netflix is now trying to crack down on password sharing. And with more than 200 million subscribers worldwide, it is now trying to curb password sharing for both business and, of course, they say, security reasons. I'm going to go with probably more business side. What about you? Yep, there's a new feature you might be seeing on Netflix that actually prevents people that are not authorized to use the account from actually accessing it, and is actually designed to help ensure that people using Netflix accounts are authorized to do so. Now, how this works, say Netflix detects that someone is trying to use the account without being an account owner. They'll actually be asked to verify later or verify being an account owner, and that'll all be done through an email code. Then, if that certain someone can't verify the account ownership, they won't be able to stream any content from Netflix. Actually, they'll just be asked to make their own account. Now, if you're sitting back in your chair right now basically going, yeah, like this'll work. Well, in most cases, yeah, it does kind of sound a little bit counterproductive. Even Netflix is saying they don't think it'll prevent all password sharing. Technically, the account owner could just send their friend the code as it comes through. But they're thinking in the long run, it will help prevent some password sharing. And probably also in the long run, by doing this smokescreen and mirrors, it'll also appease some investors too. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is still located there, right there, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts over there. Of course, all of our shows are available on the most popular podcast platforms, too. Check out our Facebook account, too, and give us a like over there at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And definitely come by our BTN community and join us today in our Slack room. It's fun and simple to do. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend. Have no fear, however, we'll be back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend ahead, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.